The presidential candidates focused on the economy today. Barack Obama and John McCain both talked about regulatory reform to prevent future disasters like the one unfolding on Wall Street. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore says he welcomes substance in the presidential campaign, but he doesn't think it will last.
Rome in its decline must have been like this, glorying in its circuses and gladiators, even with the Visigoths at the gates. And so now our southern cities are lashed by hurricanes, and in the north, great temples of capitalism crumble, and our aspirants for the presidency have been debating issues like lipstick on a pig. The rhythm of the campaign has now been disturbed by the Wall Street meltdown. Today, John McCain, who's been sticking by the economic fundamentals, blamed greed and mismanagement for the turmoil. He called for a commission to study the economic crisis. And Barack Obama said that idea amounts to passing the buck, no pun intended. He blamed McCain's ideology of deregulation. But soon the candidates will be back to attacking each other over trivial matters. The campaign has now been distracted by the issue of a woman in the contest. Not just any woman, but a woman who has done it all, from governing a town and a state to presiding over a family with a pregnant teenage daughter. Last week, the election campaign had come to resemble theater. Some voters at Sarah Palin's rallies wore pink buttons reading, "Hot Chicks Vote Republican." And her first major interview was reviewed like a stage performance. New York Times columnist William Crystal criticized Charles Gibson of ABC for condescending, as if he were a senior professor forced to waste time administering a PhD exam to a particularly unpromising graduate student. So much for the big issues. What else is the campaign about? Change, mavericks, and outsiders versus Washington insiders. In the Washington Post, American Enterprise Institute scholar Norman Ornstein felt obliged to defend himself as a card-carrying Washington insider. He said the bully pulpit was no substitute for knowing how to get things done in Washington. But never mind. The struggle over who dissed whom, who first spoke about lipstick on a pig, goes merrily on, oblivious to the disasters and the perils that the nation faces. This is Daniel Shore.